What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. This show is being brought to you by themanmindset.com, guys. If y'all want to get help or anything like that, y'all know, go to Man Mindset. Guys, we just want to let you guys know that this show is 100% authentic. Nobody else is talking about the stuff that we are going to talk about today, so we want to make sure that that we got it down, and we want to give a shout out to you guys. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask. Put a Q in there if you got any questions. We want to make sure that there's not going to be any problems or issues on what we sit around and chopping up. So, guys, get your crayons out. If you want to call into the show, y'all have the number. Let me go ahead and post the number up. The number is right here. Shout out to those guys out there, the 255 on 53. Broke the record. But also I want to give a shout out to the if you want to call in, 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you got any questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you are talking to a woman and you're texting her, you don't know what's going on or what to do, go ahead and put a T in there. And for texting, we got you covered. Other than outside of that, gentlemen, also, guys, if y'all are trying to become students of the game, please, guys, it's very simple. We don't make this up. Get in your car. Go to your local grocery store or something like that and go ahead and pick up your 100-piece puzzle set. Take it, buy it, drive home, do your thing, dump the puzzles out, and go ahead and throw the box away and start the process of working your mind and knock it down the way we do it, man. So, all right, guys, let's get into it, man. We were talking about the lifestyle. There's a lifestyle that I told you guys to go talk about a little bit as far as it comes to the secret society of sex and women that a lot of you guys don't even know about. And everything that we're doing for some of you guys out there is to set you up in a scenario where you can get paid for your services. Not to call you a gigolo, but you will get paid for your services and things like that. You got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. I got one. Let me grab this before we continue. I met this chick at the park yesterday. I said I was sexually attracted to you. She said, let's walk for a while. 2 minutes later, she said, we can be friends. I said, no. What happened there? I don't understand what the problem is. What do you mean what happened there? I don't understand. Okay, just because you're telling a woman that you are sexually attracted to her, as soon as you open your mouth and you're walking down the park, you were probably boring. You didn't know what you were doing. You asked her a bunch of goofy-ass questions, and she realized that you just wanted to run for her. So she said we could be friends, and you knew that she wanted to be your friend from the get-go, and yet you took her to the park. You knew when you met her from the get-go she wasn't interested in you, but yet you took her to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks and tried to convince her. Doesn't work like that. You got to accept that a lot of women are not going to like you. A lot of women are not going to accept you. But, hey, that's just what it is. All right, guys, let's get back into the show, guys. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. We got you covered. Now, you know, one thing I want to talk about here, and this is what we're going to be more discussing today as far as your mindset. We're going to be working more in your gym today, okay? Today we're going to be working more in your gym to work more on your mental game, because your mental game is very important, what we're going to be sitting around talking about and discussing, okay? So that's hold on a second. Dude, then if you're walking around with a woman for 2 fucking minutes and you don't say anything, then it was, all right, listen to me. Muhammad, I don't think you understand, sir, that she didn't like you from the beginning, and she was giving you a mercy hangout. She didn't like you. She didn't want you. There was no interest from the moment you opened your mouth, dog. I don't understand why she don't understand that shit, man. She gave you a mercy hangout. She realized you were creepy and weird, dude. I don't understand, man. Why are you worried about it? See, your problem is you care, see? You already lost you and your fucking feelings. Anyway, let's get into the show. Let me bring in 763 real quick, and then we'll continue. 763, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. I got a question on the last message that I got to that I got from this girl that I was talking to using some of your teachings that I've been learning.
Okay.
Okay, so the last message was, you seem nice and I appreciate that, but I don't know if I'm looking to pursue that. And what I said before that was, good afternoon, like the same introduction you always talk about, and then saying, I would like to get to know you in a more intimate way and giving my phone number.
And what did she say?
She said, this was the last message, it was, you seem nice and I appreciate that, but I don't know if I'm looking to pursue that.
Cool. All right, well, if you change your mind, call me. Yeah, that's it. What more can you say?
Got you.
I mean, it's not complicated, man. You just got to pay attention. All right? Just pay attention. If they
that's
say
it.
No, it's fine. And make sure you just give her the second opportunity to get in touch with you. But, I mean, you shouldn't give a fuck. All right? Just let her know and then keep it moving, man. That's it. Okay?
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Respect, man. We'll throw you back in. All right. We're back, guys. If y'all want to call in, y'all got the number. We're here chopping it up. I'm the Dean. This is the Man Mindset. And we're going to be talking today a lot about you guys out here. We want to make sure that what we talk about, what we discuss, is more on your mindset. Because what we want to do is we want to make sure that once you become a student of the game and you get all this down, there is a certain quality of women that you're going to move up from. Because most of you guys, you accept bottom of the barrel, low-hanging fruit, hole-in-the-wall women. But as you begin to learn more of the game and build yourself up, you're going to learn about there is a world that is going on outside your door right now that you don't even know about. Now, I was kind of talking about a little bit, but I'll get more into it. Every neighborhood that you're in, there are societies. There are so many things going on right now that most of you guys don't know about. But what I'm going to talk about today is the secret society of sex. In your grocery store right now, like I said before, a lot of you guys miss it because you're not aware of it. But there are signals and things. It's kind of like I was saying, like Blade. If you ever seen the movie Blade, how the vampires, there were markings on the wall to give people that were part of that society instructions on where to go to in the movies. But this is something just the same. Usually every grocery store around in your neighborhood has what is called a bulletin board. And that bulletin board's full of soccer for kids, baseball for kids, football tryouts. There's babysitting jobs also. And they have certain types of gay adult games like Bunko and things like that, family get-togethers and stuff, where they are giving signals where the average guy will not know about that. But hold on, let me grab 963 real quick before I continue. 963, can I help you? What's your question, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your question?
Yes, sir. I was wondering, like, if you have a girl that might, you know, that you might be talking to and everything's going well and everything like that, and then you get her number and you got a messenger and she don't respond. And then later you friend zone her. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Wait a second. You might be in the wrong place, buddy, because we don't teach you that weak ass shit. Who the fuck asked
a
woman for a number? Well, you're in the wrong place. You must come from a different place, because we don't ever talk about begging a woman for our numbers, because what we bring to the table. So you must be new here. So let me help you out. As a man, we don't do that weak ass shit. We don't beg women for numbers. We offer them the opportunity. What we are is nothing but an opportunity to show her things that she's never experienced before. She chooses to call the number, she doesn't. But we don't never ask for her number, because that shows that you are very inexperienced, you're weak, and you're begging and pandering for something that you should be offering a woman. So, yes, so you beg for the number. You got her number, you called her, she didn't get in touch with you, but because you have insecurities and no experience, you're like running behind this chick. Why are you doing all this stuff?
Oh, because I've linked up with other dating coaches and stuff, and they say that one of the things you want to try to do is get the number.
Well, then, like I told you, I think you're in the wrong place. This might not be we're men here. I don't know what other dating coaches. Well, I don't know what other. Okay, brother, let me tell you what your problem is. If I told you to build me the perfect car and you went around the world and grabbed every perfect part of every car and put it together and brought me the keys, will that car start?
I actually work on mechanic stuff.
If you grabbed a Bugatti engine and tried to connect that with a Ford, a Mercedes, or a BMW alternator, would that car fit? Would the pieces fit, and would the car start?
No, more than likely, no. You'd be kind of forcing it, but I mean, we can make everything happen.
But why though? Why won't it start? Because the parts don't fit. So if you're running around going from coach to the other, grabbing information, then you're not. This is not for you because you're not a student of the game. A student that is here to learn how to be a man, to be single-minded, and learn by one mentor. If you want to learn by other men, I'm just letting you know, this isn't the place for you. Because the shit we teach is stuff that no one else teaches. And what's going to happen is you're going to confuse yourself like you're doing right now. Where everybody's telling you to pander for numbers, we don't do that shit over here. So you've already lost, and you're very confused. So you've got to make a determination. But what do you mean, nah, what?
No, I'm not lost. That's why I'm here, because I'm here to hear what you have to say. And maybe whatever you say wins me over, but I have multiple teachers in college,
Listen. This is not for you. I'm just letting you know, don't bother with us. I can't help you. There's nothing I can do for you, man. And that's the best advice I can give you. The best advice to do is go back where you came from and learn from those guys. I can't help you.
I don't think that means, but I'll keep listening to your show. Thank you, though.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't waste your time. If I was you, I wouldn't waste your time. Don't do it. All right, bye. I just tell y'all guys, don't waste your time. Hey, listen, guys. Let me tell my dogs over here about the man mindset. If you have multiple teachers, don't come here. Don't waste your time. Because I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to lie to you guys and tell you you're going to make it. You're an idiot and a fool if you got a bunch of masters teaching you different things. You cannot learn different things when you have up under different types of people, because everybody has their own way of teaching you. Just like this guy, he will never make it in the game. And see, this is why I keep telling you. I am honest enough to let him know that he's in the wrong place. Don't waste your time here. Because he, again, his mentors before him are telling the panda for numbers. We do not do that here. We do not do that here. And if that's what you do, then you're in the wrong place. And I will have no problem telling you that. But anyway, let me get back to the show, guys. For all my students who I appreciate, all my students, I appreciate you guys are focused as men and don't jump around like these foolish fools out here, okay? But anyway, like I was saying before, we want to get you guys into a world that you guys have not been used to. And like I say, we're going to start in August. Again, for a lot of you guys, we're the only people that tell you this. We want you to begin the process of going to your college and your art department and find out about nude modeling. Why that's important is because that's going to get you another connect into the world that I'm trying to get you into. You see, there are women women are with these men that make high six and low seven-figure salaries, and they don't have nothing to do all day. And sometimes they will go to places like that where there are galleries, college classes where they learn how to paint, sculpt, draw art, okay, nude art. And the beautiful thing about nude art, gentlemen, is art has a different shape. So you don't have to be chiseled. It doesn't matter if you're fat or whatever. But what that will do is that's going to start to present you in a way to get you into this lifestyle and into this thing. Because a lot of people don't talk about what we're talking about right now. But also what we're also talking about here that we want to talk about. Listen, and again, I appreciate all my dogs, man, but don't be that fucking fool, man. Don't be that guy. Do not be that guy, because you ain't going to learn shit. Do not be that guy, okay? But anyway, but what I'm saying is about game, that we're trying to teach you that connects to this thing, is that there is something that we can offer a woman that the average man cannot offer, okay? And that is a lifestyle in which women who make good, I mean, we're talking about women that make very high fives, if really not even the fives. We're talking six-figure and low seven-figure salaries. We're talking doctors, lawyers, accountants. We're talking about women that have their own businesses. We're talking about women that are caked the fuck up, and they are not looking for a relationship. They have a relationship with some stick, some walking stick up his ass type guy for appearance's sake. You have to understand there are a lot of women out there that are in these things that are having, they're part of charity organizations. They're the ones that you see that are with the Girl Scouts or while you're going to the store. They're doing the Girl Scout thing. They're, because what you guys understand is these women keep business off the street. And it is a cover, again, game, and what we're talking about is a cover in which most people are not going to be privy to because they're not even looking at the levels and depths in what we're talking about. So what I'm saying to you is that you're going to run into a lot of women that are pillars of the community. They do auction, they do yard sale, they do a lot of things, and you will never know what they are, because what they are in the daytime is not what they are at night. You can look at it like kind of like a vampire. These women move totally different in the day versus the night. In the day, again, every woman that you're looking at, every woman that you work with, every manager, president, vice president at your job, they just dress a part of showing you the business side of them. But there are a lot of women, even women, there are women that are going to medical school or law school, going towards that money, that they just need a guy, they need a dick. Now, remember, the world that we are talking about is all about appearances. Appearance is everything in this world because they've got to show a false side of, okay, here I am, I'm the wife of this guy, or I'm married to this guy, or I'm dating this guy on the front end. But on the back end, there is lifestyles that go on all around. It's all around you. You just don't see it. Like I said before, I've always prepared you guys. Y'all want to call in, I got you. But one thing I've always prepared you guys for is even at the club. I've told you several times. When you're at the club and a guy comes up to you, do not get offended. Do not think that he's trying to hit on you. He's not trying to hit on you. There is rules that go on when you're dealing with these societies, and I will just talk about this kind of a couple. Now, we're talking about the kind of couple that when you drive – let me show you. Wait, I'm gonna have to get the marker out on this one. Let me see here. Where is my notebook? It's behind me. All right, let me explain the areas of what's happening, all right? All right, give me a second. So we're talking about, all right, there are levels to this, so let's look at it, okay? You got one. We always draw you the bullseye. Put you here. All right. So if you guys are looking at this, this is basically, oh, shit. All right. This is basically the rules of what's going on right now in your life. All right. So there are, let me see if I can move this. All right. So there are levels to this. Okay. There's level. Let's start here. One, two, three, and four. We call this Elysium. All right. This, the outer realm is Elysium. Okay. Okay, well, most of us live here, okay? Well, most of us live and reside in this circle, in this area. This area is like, you know, 5,000 a month, 5,000 a year to, you know, like 40,000, 50,000. Just average guys making, it's average. There's no knock on you guys for what you make. I'm just trying to show you that this is where most of the people lie in this area of what you make. You know, you make 50, 60,000 maybe. You're living in this area. But where everything is kicking off is downtown, the outskirts of downtown, and then what we call Elysium. And Elysium is there's no bus lines out here. These are the neighborhoods that when you pull the fuck up, there's a gated community. You got to show them your driver's license. They've got to buzz you the fuck in. Now, I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're talking money's here, money downtown, money on the outskirts. Everybody else, we all live here. Okay, just want to let y'all know. Most of us are here. But all the action is either happening here, here, and out here. Okay? So what happens is that, and we'll start out here first. There are a lot of women out here, or excuse me, not even women. There are a lot of men out there that have cuckold. See, cuckold just came, and this has always been going on. It just wasn't named. But there are a lot of men out there that get off on watching their wives with other men. There are men out there that get off on, they have the success, they have the money, they have all these things, but they're more into a lifestyle. Now, like I told you guys before, y'all, we talked about it with Power. Remember, we talked about it with Power. Remember that episode? I forgot the guy's name. I'm sure y'all gonna tell me. The episode where he had ghosts come over his house, and they were like, every room was a different room of orgies, threesomes, and all this other stuff. So what these couples will do is they will leave Elysium, and they will come into your neighborhood, okay? Not necessarily your neighborhood, but your clubs. They will come in town. They will come from downtown. They will come from level 2. They will come from level 4 into level 3, because that's where the action is. That's where the studs are. That's where the guys – see, the women don't want to have sex with the stick-in-the-ass guys. They don't want to have sex with the guys that have the money. They want the guys that have game, the guys that are mentally tough, mentally strong, but also very sexual, where they will come into town, okay? And like I told you before, you could be at a bar, you could be at a club, you could be at a party. It doesn't matter. A guy is going to walk up to you, and he's going to start a conversation with you. Most of y'all will get offended, because most of y'all would say, well, you know what? Stay away from me, man. Dude, why are you talking to me and all this other shit? No. What's happening is y'all have to understand how this works. The way it works is that the wife will choose you, or the husband will choose you for his wife. Now, once the two parties agree on you, the husband will come. There's got to be a levels of like an interview. Just think about a job in an interview. So what's going to happen is he's going to come over to you first, and he's going to talk to you. And if he feels comfortable and feels that you're safe enough, then he's going to offer you to come sit down with him and his wife, him and his girlfriend. As two of you guys sit down at that table, it is then the two of them are going to have a so-called interview. That's the second level, where the two of them talk to you at one time. Now, if the wife realizes that, you know, you're on the up and up and you're safe and this is someone that she wants to be with, she is then going to give him a signal. Either she's going to grab her glass, or she's going to pour some wine, or she's going to tap him underneath the desk. And he's going to say, oh, well, you know what? I'll be right back. I'm going to go get something more to drink. He's going to walk off. Then you'll get to your last interview, which is more of a one-on-one with her. Remember, the first is him. The second is the couple. The third is her. Once she approves of you, it is at that point when he comes back, she'll give him that signal. And then for that happens, Muhammad, can you just be patient? Let me talk, please. Jesus Christ. Anyway, y'all can call if y'all want. What I'm saying is that, so what happens at this point, now, Muhammad, this ain't for you. Muhammad, you just sit back and just relax. This ain't for you. This is for guys that have game, dog, all right? So what happens is they will then invite you to their hotel room or back to their place. And then there's going to be an understanding. Remember, once you get in this society or in this secret society, there are rules to this. You do not talk. It's kind of like Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I want you to think about, let me see if I can put squares. Give me a second. Let me show y'all some squares. Shit, that's not a square. All right, this is kind of like weird, but let me just kind of show you. Always remember there's a rule here. Everybody is connected, okay? Everything that's going on is there's a connection. Okay, it's like an underground pipeline of information that's going on about these societies and situations, okay? And in here with the societies and that, what's going on, a freelance, if he's got two names, get rid of him, okay? Get rid of him. But in this society, is that everybody is connected. That means that the worst thing you can do is talk about what's going on behind scenes. You cannot talk about it. You cannot discuss it. Again, we'll talk about the women in a second, but you cannot discuss this because we're talking about situations where there is drugs, drinking, lots of sex. It's a little bit of everything, and you have to really be prepared for this stuff. And if you cannot handle yourself as a man or have a mental mindset to be able to do this, then this is not going to help you out. This is for the man that is ready to learn game. This is for the man that knows how to kiss. He knows his kissing 101, his master of the bedroom, all this stuff. You have worked yourself to a point. Because like I say, one of my best students, Mike, I think he started like at 49, 50. And he ended up a gigolo at the end of the, after all was said and done, he got into the lifestyle where he was making between $15 and $2,000 per head. You know, he was just all over there. The women were trading him like baseball cards. It's kind of cool. But what I'm saying to you guys is that this is a, what we call upper level. This is just for a vast few guys who actually have game and know how to talk to women. Okay. Know how to talk to women and, are fine with situations, okay? Because everything is connected in these areas and situations. Once you are in, you are cattle, okay? They are going to move you around. They're going to trade you with other women, just like baseball cards when y'all were young. They're going to move you guys around, okay? This is the lifestyle. But the reason why most of y'all guys don't know about this, because most of you guys never go out of your house. Most of you guys never talk to women. There are women right now that will dress down, okay? Women will dress down, and they will go to your neighborhood. You can always spot them everywhere. But the thing is that it's not a mark. I mean, again, you got women that have the spades on their ankles that give – there's always a signal for a society. And there are several societies out your door that you don't even know that exist right now. This is just one for you guys out there that have game and you're not you cannot stress out women. If you're stressful, if you're needy, if you're desperate, if you're clingy, they're not going to fuck with you. It's going to be one time and they're gone. They're not. Like I said before, guys, I've told you several times. When you're dealing with women, let's say women that that make money. Let's talk about women that make – let's talk about the accountants, lawyers, doctors. Let's talk about the ones that make the six-figure salaries in low seven. These women are in a man's world, and they have to keep up with the men, so to speak, okay? They got to keep up with the men, so to speak. You don't understand that no one's going to give you a sign. There is no sign. The fact that you're looking for a sign is the fact that they're not going to even fuck with you because you're looking for shit. Anyway, like I was saying before, this woman you can meet again, a lot of these women, Whole Food stores, organic places like where they serve, I mean, where the prices are high, they shop in nice places, you know. Even the women from Beverly Hills, all these nice places, they will come in town and they will shop because what they're looking for is just somebody, okay? Somebody that just want to smash and keep it rolling. And like I told you before, college girls will start to do this at a young age as well. They just have that one dick, that guy that is cool with things. Now, remember, there are a lot of women out there that are going to be in relationships because on the front end, they must portray a role, okay? They must portray a role to the outside world. You know, this is my boyfriend. This is my fiance. This is my husband. That is how you guys, the average person, sees what they see. But when you're a part of this, it's deeper than that because a lot of these women, they're in stressful situations. Especially at job, at their work, they've got to keep up with the men. The sexism of the job is out there. You know, women are second class citizens, and they've got to fight hard for their position. So there's a lot of stress. But the one thing that Jobs tell women in high-end positions, okay, is very important, is that these women in high-end positions cannot fuck up. I mean, this is you represent the company. One fuck up, you're gone. I mean, you know, it's really sexist. It just is what it is. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, and guys, y'all got other questions y'all can ask. I'm just talking about this while we discuss this. But if you have any questions, go ahead and put a Q or ask. But these women are not going to fuck up what they have, but they will arrange meetings with you. And these meetings that they arrange with you will probably start. Again, I always tell you guys, we always talk about Uber Black. Look it up. If you've never heard of Uber Black, look it up. These motherfuckers don't Uber. Uber Black is like a high-end Uber service where you'll get the phone call. You'll get an itinerary. Your itinerary will probably be, we're going to pick you up at, we know you get off at work at this time. We'll be picking you up at 6 o'clock at your place. You'll have an Uber Black. It'll be this vehicle. It'll be this person. This person's going to drive you to the airport. Then you will have an app downloaded with United, because most of them, you're going to go first class wherever you go. But you have a first-class seat, and you're going to fly somewhere. They're not going to necessarily do it in their area until there's more trust. So they want to keep distance from that because they don't know. A lot of you guys get all, like, thirsty and needy, and they don't want that. They're trying to separate their lifestyle and their job from you. Now, again, some will go out of town, but in these places that are right in your neighborhood, y'all don't even know what's going on in these places, that they will get together and they will have orgies and all kind of stuff. It's a beautiful thing when you're in there. But again, it's about men who know what they're doing and are not going to trip over certain things that are happening with women. And this is why I kind of want to talk to you guys about your mental mindset of all this stuff, because this is why it's important to lock in what you are, and it's going to be overwhelming. Yes, you're going to have sex with a lot of women, and yes, women are going to just use you for sex purposes, and that's it. They don't want anything else for you. One thing you got to be careful of, you cannot catch feelings or anything, because this is just a transaction. This is just her. It's just like a regular ass woman in college. There, even with the exams, you know, a lot of sex would happen. When y'all think about the exams and stuff that were going on before everyone graduates, there's a lot of women calling upon certain kind of guys during that time because the exams are very stressful. And a lot of women don't want to talk to their other boyfriends and stuff because a lot of you guys get on women's nerves. And she knows that you cannot calm her down. She's stressing. And that's why, again, you'll see why women go on women trips and things like that, or you'll see why women just call up certain guys and be like, you know what, I got a man and all this other stuff, but you know what the deal is, and he's cool, you know what I mean? And what the fuck? Dragon, what the fuck are you, Dragon, what are you talking about, dude? Who gives a fuck who you talk to? What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Christ, man, sometimes I see some of this shit, I got to stop for a second, because a lot of you guys are just like fucking, like, just say some stupid ass shit. I mean, what the fuck is that stupid shit anyway? But guys, y'all want to call in, lines are open, but what we want to talk about, we want to talk about your mindset on this stuff as we're doing this. If you have any questions, we can discuss how this works, because it is very important to know what you're out, and you know what I mean? No, Antonio, I'm going to give you a warning. Please do not listen. This is not a funny thing. This is why you are acting like, this is why you fucking lose. Girls' Night Out is not about sucking dicks, you dumb motherfucker. And stop making that generalization. You don't know what the fuck is going on. So if you find this shit funny, you got one warning, I'm going to kick you the fuck out. So either shut your fucking ass up and listen, or ask right questions. But don't sit around here and say that shit about fucking women like that, because nobody said that shit. I never said that these women going out and sucking a motherfucker's dick, bitch. So you shut your goddamn ass up. It's your last warning. Say something again. Say something again, goddammit. This is the problem with some of you dumb motherfuckers. Y'all take everything as a goddamn joke, and this is why women don't want to even fuck with y'all. Y'all think it's funny? This is why you talk all that shit, but yet you ain't even got a piece of pussy. It's a problem with y'all, man. Wake the fuck up and learn game and stop trying to judge women for what the fuck they want to do. You don't know what the fuck women do. And no, they just because they go girls' night out doesn't mean they're going to go out and suck a dick, you dumb motherfucker. Anyway, let me continue. Guys, I want to call it. We got. Thank you. Judgment number two, Freelancer. Thank you, Freelance. This is why they don't want to fuck with y'all, man. Y'all automatically assume shit. Y'all, for some reason, y'all think women are not allowed to fuck or women are not allowed to have a man on the side. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do. But see, this is why they won't mess with the majority of you feminine-ass men, because you can't accept a woman that's fucking. You can't accept a woman with another guy. And if you're tripping because she has somebody, then get the fuck out of this room and go find somebody else. I'm just trying to explain to you guys what the fuck is going on. But do not come in here. Let me tell you something. I've never said anything to disrespect a woman in here. I'm just telling you what the fuck is. I'm not calling them whores. I'm not calling them sluts. And I'm not saying they ain't shit. I'm not doing that. Well, I'm not going to let you come in here and say no shit like that. So you shut your fucking ass up, man. You shut your ass up. This shit ain't funny, man. This is why y'all take everything as a joke. This is why y'all motherfuckers losing, man. Nobody's judging these women. Do not judge these women for what the fuck they do. That's why they want a certain kind of man who is not judgmental, who understands what's going on. I am just a dick. That is all I am. I am not your man. I am not your relationship. Do whatever it is you want to do. Do whatever it is you want to do. And you will call upon me when you're ready, and I'll be there. I got you covered. But a lot of you guys, and again, this is how I learned all this stuff. I learned a lot about this when I was working in a mailroom what I'm going to teach y'all guys right now, what I want you guys to start doing, I want you guys to get with your friends because you got to have a place outside of where you're at, because women will have that as well. Some men have it as well. Everybody has this going on. The women do not want to fuck up their lifestyle. They are pillars of the community, charity organizations. They do a lot of things. They are really in this thing. But on the back end, they are going to just get around with people that understand that, listen, you have a lifestyle. There are things going on. And, gentlemen, I'm sorry. There is a lot of shit going on with these things that you got to accept. And some of you guys is going to be a mind fucked by what the fuck is going on, because only a few are going to get in that have game. If you don't have game, you're not going to get in here, because you're going to be the one running to tell all your friends. You want to show photos and all that other shit. You got to keep that shit behind closed doors. All this shit is behind closed doors. But what I want to talk about is your focus on you, because the only way they're going to recognize you is by how you behave around everybody. But I'm not saying that you got to be a Boy Scout. I'm not saying you got to be the good guy. Matter of fact, these women don't want good, because they're dating and married and seeing good. What they want is bad. What they want is a man that does not give a fuck. He is there for one thing and one thing only, and he's going to keep that shit moving. He's not going to trip. He's not going to bugger. He's not going to do anything. He's just going to keep it moving. And this is what I'm saying to you guys out there. This is where, again, this is where deals are being made. These people got these things called cigar rooms where they're talking business. They talk business on the golf course at the country club. But at nighttime, they have these things that are going on all around the neighborhood. But they're not just going to bring somebody in. You have got to be the kind of person that can keep business off the street. You cannot get excited about this. You got to act like you've been there before. Like I said before, you'll get an app. Most of the time it's going to be United. And through that app, they're going to give you a code. We put that code in. Your plane is you'll have your itinerary. You'll have a concierge call you, and they're going to set it up. Why the concierge? Because they've got to separate the paper trail. There cannot be a paper trail running back to that person. So the concierge service is going to be the beginning and the end of the communication that you're going to have, okay? Beginning and the end, okay? All right? So, wait, let me drag in. This ain't for you. Good luck to you in your endeavors, brother. This ain't for you, okay? Take care. Anyway, let me see here. So what I'm saying, you don't need a certain appearance. He says, is it a good idea to mix business with pleasure? This is not business. You're not making any business transactions with anybody. So if you're not making – this is purely I want to see you. But you do have to understand you're talking to people that can get anything they want whenever they want, and they do not take no for an answer. You're going to get stuck-up-ass women. You have women that think they run you and control you. And I'm not going to say they won't talk to you any old kind of way, but they're paying for a fucking service. But some are not. Some are bringing you in to enjoy you and to share you with other women. That's just how it is. But in order to have this to go down, you guys out here have to have a focus, a mentality, gentlemen, that you have to have, okay? And the focus, see, you cannot show that. Listen, they do not want weak. They do not want soft. They definitely don't want emotional. Because if you are those things, you will not get in. You will not get in. And this is, I'm telling you, this is going on everywhere you look, from the rich on to the college girls. There are college women right now, or there are women that are in relationships that have guys on the side or a guy on the side because the guy she's with are from just showing the world that, you know, I have a boyfriend and it's a lifestyle, but a lot of people cover up the lifestyle, okay? A lot of people cover up the lifestyle, but you're never going to know unless when, again, this is all, see, they used to have a thing, I guess it used to, back, y'all don't know, y'all remember a thing called Ashley Madison decades ago. I think it was a decade ago maybe. And Ashley Madison was a place for not just men, but also women that were in relationships that were looking for somebody to fuck. Because their husband, boyfriend, or live-in guy was providing the security, but he was not providing the sex or the connection that they are looking for in the person. They like the person. They can stick with the person, but he's just not the person that they want. You see what I'm saying? I mean, she wants to be with him, but a lot of women are missing out on good sex because of average guys not knowing what they're doing. Average guys that are scared of women. Average guys who can't kiss, who can't fuck, who can't eat pussy or anything like that, okay? It's very important, okay? Salt, dude, I feel like kicking you out of the room, dog. What do women gain from messaging with men versus males? What do you mean, what do they gain? What kind of question that... I don't understand you, man. What do you think they gain? What do you think they gain, man? Why are you asking this dumbass question? Come on, dude. Oh, my God, man. Jesus Christ. Anyway, let me continue. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. I'm not even going to answer that shit. But what is important here that I'm telling you guys is that you got to stay focused on game. And you got to keep working on your mindset. You got to work on how you talk to women, how you approach women. You got to work on everything that you got to work on is you got to be able to sell and market yourself to no matter who it is. Because everybody has a connection to something that you might not know about. But in order to get into these connections, you must be connected to yourself first. Okay? Because I'm telling you, again, you cannot sit around and judge women. Okay, you cannot do that. You cannot sit around and worry about what somebody else is doing. There is no jealousy in this. You cannot get mad. You cannot get angry at what's going on. It's just happening around you. But if you're sitting around here wanting to talk shit about women and everything like that, they're not going to fuck with you. And don't think they're not. Why are they? Now let me tell you what they're going to also do. They're gonna do their background checks on you as well. They're gonna look at your face. That's why I always tell you guys, it's very important to make sure that your Facebook and your Instagram has none of that red pill shit on there. They are not fucking with them red pill motherfuckers. If they got you got any of that red pill shit, you following these red pill motherfuckers, they're not fucking with you because you're the kind of motherfucker that's gonna talk shit about or talk about things that you shouldn't be talking about and discussing. Like I said before, if y'all watch Power, like Ghosts, it's gonna be a situation where once you are in, okay, once you are in, then basically you're gonna be on call, and from these women, okay. Now I'm gonna tell you about these women that have money that they kick the fuck up. A lot of women are kicked the fuck up, and a lot of women, you know, they do have stressful situations, but through the stress. Just like the woman in college that's stressing toward exam times, they're looking for someone just to fuck them. That's all they want. They do not want a relationship. Some of them don't even want to fucking cuddle. They'll get the fuck up or tell you to get the fuck up and get the fuck out. But you can't be in your fucking feelings and be mad. But that's why I was telling you guys in August, that's why I'm the only one. There's nobody tells you about this. Why do you think I tell you guys to go to your art, go to your art district, your art section in your college and find out about nude modeling. I always ask you about that, nude modeling, okay? And it's very important, okay? Nude modeling, okay? And once you are doing that, it's kind of, if you guys have ever seen the movie The Losers, as I told you before, they have things like that. Women have, and see, y'all guys think women just have Mary Kay parties and shit. There are women that get together, have wine, hors d'oeuvres, and they will have dildos. It'd be like not a sex party, but it's like a sex toy party where somebody come in, all the women are together, and they're eating hors d'oeuvres and shit like that. They rent a room out, a suite or something like that, and they're testing out dildos and stuff. And there have been situations where they like to hire male statues, living statues, where you're just sitting there butt-ass naked with a tray. It's crazy as fuck, but they will do that kind of stuff. But this is something that you have got to be, you got to be cool with it. I mean, you can't sit around and judge what's going on because these are people that are on a different level of power and status that most are not in. Remember, we are all average, you know, all of us, you know, we're not, there are levels to money, there are levels to power, and there's levels to all this stuff when it comes to this type of stuff. So you just got to make sure when you're doing all this that, again, this is not about you doing anything with that man, because it's very important that you got to state what you are, because sometimes you might run into somebody that wants to try you out as well. So you got to make your intentions clear that you are not bisexual. You got to make sure this stuff is because somebody, I mean, I'm just saying, guys, I want to tell you everything. You got to make sure that you let these guys know I'm a woman. I'm just for the woman. I'm here for your wife. And he will sit there. He will stand in the corner and watch you do your thing with his wife. And you see it in porn now. It's always been that way. They call it cuckolding, but it's always been that way. Okay? It's always been that way. Or you'll get a woman to have you with another woman, and she will sit there and watch. I mean, it's just voyeurism. It's a lot of things that are going on that you just got to see what's happening. But it's a lot of things going on around you, like I said before. But they recognize you by how you are and how you move. Every woman that you see in your office, I'm not saying every woman, just because they dress up really nice in a skirt, and they look very professional, you don't know what they're doing as soon as they get out of the job. You have no idea what they're doing. So you can't automatically assume that, you know, all these women that just sound like, oh, you know, I'm just going home to relax. You don't know what they're doing. But what I'm saying is when they know that you can be trusted, that's going to be your end. There's a lot of ends to get into this thing, but what is very important here is that when you meet a woman that has money, do not make it about the money, because a woman that has money, again, they love to buy you things. And this is why I keep telling you, I know y'all don't understand this, but shit, women will buy you things. Women will do things for you. But these women do not, listen, these women want to be serviced. That's it. They want to be left the fuck alone. They do not want a relationship. They don't want to hold your fucking hand out in public or anything like that. Everything that happens is behind closed doors. Everything is behind closed doors. And as long as you can understand it's behind closed doors, you're fine. That you're good. You're always going to win. And this is why I'm talking about the focus. Let me check the phone lines real quick. This is why I'm talking about the focus. See, the thing about focus, that what they're looking for in a man is a man that is focused 24 hours a day, 8 days a week, and on Sunday. And he is mentally focused where he understands his position that he's playing. He's not king. He's not the man. He's not the boyfriend. He's not the husband. He is none of those things. He is just a phone call away, okay? He is just a phone call away. But you've got to be trusted. And this is – so a lot of y'all guys don't understand is y'all just talk to women. Y'all – and again, y'all just talk to them. Or matter of fact, nor do you even talk to them. She wants to know that you are focused on you. She's got to make sure that you're not someone that's going to fuck up her life. Even some of these women that are, let's say, in college A, they will leave that town to go to another town to find just somebody out on the outskirts that they can just have right in the pocket, just in the pocket whenever she wants. And if you can't be that guy, then it ain't going to work for you. That's what I'm saying to you guys. You can be this person. But in order to be this person, you must show attributes to those around you. Because the thing is, I'm not saying everybody is watching, but they're watching. People are watching how you move. People are watching everything that you do depending on where you're at. Because like I was telling you guys, I really learned, like when I was like working at Toyota in the mailroom, I had one, because you know in the mailroom, I'm connected with the top, middle, and bottom. So I'm rubbing elbows with everybody. I had one of the presidents like, hey man, look, I need you to go to Sam's or Costco, wherever. I need you to get some cans of, you know, drinks and all this other shit and set it up in he had a side pad. And this is why I tell all you guys out there, that have friends that are married, in relationships, everything, you should always have a side pad, a place that you can, you just get with five friends, seven friends, everybody come on with at least $200 a head, and you can get at least a one bedroom, if not a two bedroom. And in that one or two bedroom, you can furnish that motherfucker and have a side pad. But see, that's what they have. A lot of women will have side pads or hotels or suites. And when you get that information, that concierge, it's Uber Black, this is your flight, this is where you're going. Like for a lot of you guys, when you get out the airport and you're leaving the airport, you always see a row of motherfuckers holding up a sign. And most of y'all will see them and most of y'all don't see them, but you don't even know what that's even about. Some of those things are for business transactions and stuff like that. But some of them motherfuckers holding up their signs, like if you like, I'll use Freelance Ronan. His name ain't gonna be Freelance Ronan. His name would be like Scott Winfield or something. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a whole different name, but he will only recognize the name. Okay, as you leaving the airport, when you're going down that elevator, as you're exiting the airport, you will always see a row of motherfuckers holding up signs. That's what you know. Y'all guys always bypass it, but they will always hold up. They will always hold up the signs, and then you will get the sign and the name. You'll get in the car. You'll drive to the suite. You get there. You sign in. You go up to the suite and you chill the fuck out. Do whatever you want to do. They'll fly in or fly out and do their thing. But it is just a separation and a distance until there's enough trust to bring you closer to her area. Once she brings you closer to the area, there are two different types here. We got the single women that are just looking for men, okay? We're just looking at the single women looking for regular guys, okay? Then you have women that are looking to have rosters, not of guys, but to pass you on like a baseball card. Like if you're messing, if you're good in bed, they want to show you off to the other groups of women that are on the other side of town. That, I mean, every side of town, there are levels of money. And I'm telling you, when you get, like, a lot of you guys don't even get, you've never, a lot of you guys have never really drove out your neighborhood. You drive out to your neighborhood outside the outskirts like I was showing you, and you will see neighborhoods that are gated communities where there's like fucking 4 or 5 acres between both houses. That's the kind of shit that are in a, it's a gated community that sometimes is in another gated community. That you got to pull up, give them your license, they got to check you in, and then let you in. That's the kind of shit I'm talking, those are the kind of people I'm talking about. These are the kind of people that, listen, they have lifestyles and they have things that's going on, but they want people to, who can accept this without judging. Because a lot of y'all guys, all y'all do is judge women all the time, and they don't want that. They want people to be mentally focused on what's at hand. And you have one job and one job only, and that is to please her and go about your way. Some of these women will have you just, hey, listen, whatever they want, that's the communication. Someone will have you come over just to hold them. You know, they had a long, stressful day. They just want you to just get behind them and hold them. Take a bath with them. Talk to them. You know, just make them feel sexy. And some want sex. And, listen, here's the thing. These women can find men anywhere, but the reason why they're not fucking the average guy is because the average guy is average. Because the average guy is not just average in the bedroom. The average guy can fuck up her lifestyle. They it's easy. Please understand this. For a lot of women, because I'm not generalizing to say all women, but it's everywhere, dog. It's everywhere. Yeah, eyes wide shut. Exactly. Just like eyes wide shut. Listen, there are women out here right now that want sex. Just like you like sex, they like sex. But there has to be caution. Because average is not good. Average comes with a set of feminine problems. Handcuffing, helicoptering, running behind them. And like I told you, even exam times, oh my God, my guys is killing it. Getting phone calls for women that, because, you know, for a lot of these women, exams can be stressful depending on what level that you're on. Like if you're in medical school, you're trying to take that bar exam and all that, that is some stressful shit that a fucking drink or a margarita is not going to help. So they've got to de-stress. So they've got to have somebody just on call. Can I just see you for a few minutes? Can I come by there? I'm stressing. I need a stress reliever. Where they come up. Matter of fact, if y'all even watched not The Wire. What is that? The Chi. Remember in The Chi? Remember old girl was married. I forgot. If y'all watched The Chi, she was married with the guy, but she went to the side dude just to smash. All she wanted to do was smash. What did he say? You know, I'm just here to smash. You know, just smash. Just come over and smash when you want. And go about your way. This is not in a relationship or anything like that, okay? But what I'm saying is that what is very important. I don't know what the fuck. I don't listen to that. I don't know what you're talking about, Sean Rowe. Please do not talk about. Read what this is. I'm a blot, Sean Rowe. Listen to what I'm saying. Do not talk about other people in this room or you will get kicked out. I don't know shit about no fucking shadow world. I don't know shit about that. So please do not talk about other YouTubers in here or you will get kicked out. But as I was saying before, you guys, y'all want to call in, y'all going to ask a question. But what I'm saying is that this is going around everywhere. Even women, listen, I'm talking about women who have their own business. You see, a lot of you guys think just because a woman portrays that she is like fragile and all that other shit. Hey, guys, some of this shit is just to wart some of you guys off just to get you guys away from them. Okay. And what is important here is that when this happens, because you never know who you're going to run into. And you never know the level of money they have because these women are not, this is not about money to them. You are nothing but a service. You are, that is all you are. You are nothing but a service that they want to indulge in and let you go. And as I was saying before, because I want to give you the whole spectrum of this, and though, and again, I keep telling you, sometimes TV shows you shit that's happening right now. And when you, again, guys, what's the guy's name on, guys, what is the guy's name on Power? What's the guy's name? Y'all know, y'all said his name before. What's his name? What's the guy's name on Power? Whatever, guys, give him the episode of that Power thing because you guys need to watch this. You need to watch this. Because, guys, give me the guy's name on Power, and if y'all can pull up the episode, put it in there. Because this is very, very important. You're walking into a place where there's going to be drugs, okay? Oh, you're saying what percentage of women? See, here's your problem. What you guys don't understand, okay, is that there, it's not about the percentages. It's not about the percentages. It's about, listen, this, it doesn't have to be a woman that has money. This can be an average woman that just wants to indulge in something. Stern, yeah. Howard Stern? Not Stern. What's Stern's first name, Nate? What's Stern's first name? And y'all can pull up Stern. What's Stern's name? Because I want y'all to look it up. Because what I'm saying to you guys is that when Ghost went into Stern's house, there was drugs, there was spanking, there was fucking, yeah, Simon Stern, thank you. There was swinging, there was man shit going on in there. So you can't go in there judging. There are rules. No guys are going to walk up on you. Okay, but I just want to let you know that everything is going on in there. Simon Stern, everything is going on in there. Everything is going on in there. Everything. So, again, what's important is that when you go in here, you got to act like you've been there before. But your job, and this is why we talk about more of the core of the woman, because the closer you get to the core of the woman, the more money she is going to pay you for your services. But remember, there's going to be a distance. Now, sometimes the husband will set it up. Sometimes the wife will set it up. Sometimes the concierge will set it up. Sometimes, again, you have college women right now. You know what? They have a boyfriend right now. You know, I've tell you, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior in college. They have relationships with guys, young guys, but they're fucking professors. They're fucking older guys. Because one thing these women know is that the older guys come with a level of experience versus the immaturity of the average guy. So they will hang out and on the front end say, this is my relationship. You know, this is my guy. This is my boyfriend. This is my fiance. This is my husband. This is the guy I'm living with, okay? But what is very important is understand is these women want men who know what the fuck they're doing. Remember, a woman can fuck anybody. But here's the thing. It's the level of comfort and connection that they can get with the average guy. And that's why they look to older guys. As I told you before, one thing you will see, they why do I always tell you guys to get your asses to learn poetry? Okay? Why do you think I tell you guys to do poetry? Because in that fucking audience that you don't even realize, they're in there too. They love, again, mental stimulation. Mental stimulation, meaning that they're going to be women in that poetry club listening to you recite your poetry, and if you connect, I'm telling you, sit down, you'll get a drink from a group of women at that table. you'll get a phone number from that woman over there. The waitress will bring that. And what I'm saying is some of these women will offer you into the lifestyle through that because they love women. Listen, there's so much to poetry that I don't tell you about, but women love mental connections. The mental connection is very important because one thing about people that have money, guys, is they can buy anything. They can buy any kind of car, any kind of purse, any kind of shoe, any kind of dress. They can buy any kind of fly here, go there. But the one thing they cannot buy is a mental connection. They can have a husband. They can have a boyfriend. They can have a guy they live with. But don't think that these women are going to sit around with you average motherfuckers and think that they're not looking or going to find someone to be able to give them some feel good. You don't even have their number. You're not calling them. You're not saying hello. You're not checking up on them. You are going to get a phone call. And when you get a phone call, that's when you move. You know, I got exams. Can I see you right now? Or, you know what? What's going on? You busy right now? That's just how it's going to be. But, again, this lifestyle has to come with you knowing what to do. You can't, as I keep telling y'all, you can't be soft in this shit. Women want maturity, and they want experience. They will pay for maturity. They will pay for experience. Because, again, they want to show you off to other women. Like, I want you to try, like, I'll give you a Freelance Rona. I'll use one of my dogs, Freelancer, you know, one of my top guys and shit. Like, I'll give you a Freelance Rona. Say one woman has Freelance Rona, and she'll call a girl or another woman in this syndicate and like, hey, you know what? I got one for you. You got to try this guy named Freelance Ronan. I'm going to pass on this information. And then she'll call Freelance Ronan. Hey, when you get a phone call for, like, say, Jamie or whatever, when you get a phone call, you're going to know it's her. And that's all she's saying. And that's all that's going to be because you're not going to affect her life. You're not in her life, nor do you have to ask about her life. That is not what you are there for. You are there to make sure you give her a service. Now, in that service, we're going to get deep because I got to let y'all know this. I tell this is why being judgmental is not going to help any of you guys if you are judgmental. It is not, okay? All right? So what I want to talk about is role play, fantasies. Gentlemen, you don't think women fantasize? You don't think women fantasize, guys? Think about that. I want you guys to understand something. That a lot of these women are going to come to you with certain kind of fantasies. Some of them are going to want to have a storyline type of fantasy where you're just going to meet her somewhere and fuck. Some of these women are going to want you to join in and she's going to want a threesome or a foursome where it's going to be her and all like three guys or something. Some are going to want two. Some are going to want to watch you with somebody. Some are going to have a daddy fantasy, okay, where she's getting spanked, he's making her beg. He's going to punish her and things like that, okay? There's a lot of things that these women are going to ask of you, but if you're going to judge them, get out. Don't do it. Because there are even women that are going to dress up in animal costumes if they want. If that's their kink, they will dress up in animal costumes where you can't see the face. Now, once you get invited to this, let me explain what's going on with the animal suits, okay? So you'll get a call, and they will find out your size. Somebody's going to give you a call and ask you, you know, they'll get your measurements and all this other stuff. And they're going to ask you, what is your favorite animal that you want to costume and dress up as or whatever, okay? So you pick your animal. They'll give you a choice of the animal costume, okay? And the thing about this is that you're going to go to a place where everybody's you're not going to see any faces. It's just the women are going to look like female animals and the guys are going to look like guy animals. And all it is a slit in the pack. and it's just going to be fucking. You see what I'm saying? So that's part of it. But if you're judging and you want to judge these people for what they want to do, they're not going to fuck with you. This is not about judgment. This is about servicing, okay? Servicing. And this is about whatever they want service, because they are going to – listen, when you can get anything you want, you don't want what the average people have. It is at that point they're going to technically come down from that rich-ass cloud and look for one of you guys. They just want somebody that, you know what, this is your job. Listen, your job is this. Now, it comes with benefits, of course, but you cannot talk about – see, a lot of y'all guys always talk about y'all want receipts and all this other stuff. You can't talk about this stuff. This stuff is stuff you can't – listen, we're talking about – and again, allegedly, because I don't want to – allegedly, we're talking entertainers, athletes, senators, politicians. We're talking about motherfuckers that's caked up, and – these are the kind of motherfuckers I'm saying that, listen, if you're in, you're in. But if you're in, respect it. Because as long as you respect it and as long as you can service the woman, because, again, it doesn't matter. Like I told you in August, this is your setup. This is your setup in August. Your setup, when you roll the freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, or women out, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say all of them because it's not a judgmental thing. I'm not saying all because I'm not going to generalize. I'm going to say there are women out there that have relationships, and they're out there to have things. They have boyfriends on the front end. But what they're looking for is somebody that can fuck the shit out of them or someone to make them feel sexy. Just because she's in a relationship doesn't mean she's sexy. Just because she's dating someone doesn't mean she's feeling sexy. She's dating that guy because she's dating him. But it doesn't mean, like, what is that? You remember the Her? You remember that Netflix show called Her? You remember that show Her? Was it Her? Remember that one about that weird killer on Netflix? Y'all guys, you remember that show Her? You remember the first season when he was spying on that woman? What did she do? She was at her house, remember? And she left her house, went to the bar, picked up a guy, brought him home, fucked him, and the next day she acted like nothing ever happened. You, not her, right? Thank you, guys. I said, thank you, Cody. Hey, Cody, thank you, man. Thank you, man, Cody. Cody, thank you, Cody. Yes, now, I was saying Her. It means you, right? You. It was a show called You. It was a show called You. Even in the first season, they were showing you what's going on. Just because she is giving you the idea that she stays home and she's a homebody doesn't mean that she is going to find a quick dick. Like, if y'all remember in You, the first season, y'all remember that? And when he was watching her, what did she do? Remember, she was always home, right? And then one day she decided to go out, go to the club or the bar. She met a guy, brought him home, fucked him, and sent him on his way. See that? And again, the reason why I tell you guys out here that there's no judgment is because you can do the same thing. You can be at home, and if you want to go to the bar and meet a woman that night, you can. So it works both ways. It's just not a one-way thing. But what I'm talking about for you guys is that you have got to have balance, and you must stay focused on who you are. See, the more you are focused on what you are and what you can do is, and this is the beautiful thing about it, she doesn't even have to be rich, because I'm telling you this much. Not only are you going to be able to fuck these rich women, but I'm going to tell you this: the worst thing, well, guys, this is what women don't understand. The worst thing a woman can do is sell you to other women, and that's how I'm setting you up. I'm positioning you not to just fuck the friend, but to fuck the pack. And the ones that are smart are not going to talk about you. See, I want y'all to think about something. Everything that I'm showing you and everything I'm showing you is position, right? And you're pulling that woman closer to her core. Remember that. Why do you think we call it unicorn sex? Because when she gets to her core, She, because she's emotionally high, she is going to sell you to her friends who do not have great relationships with their men. And remember, women want what other women have, especially when that woman has something special. Because if I'm having this dud over here and she's got a special man, let me find out more about that motherfucker. Let me find out more about that motherfucker. And gentlemen, this is why I tell you guys, all your friends, all your friends, you better let them go. All your guy friends, let them motherfuckers go, because look, I'm not saying that his wife is going to want to fuck you, but I'm telling you, in this lifestyle that you are crossing over to, you are going to want to be fucked by a lot of women because of what you are, or excuse me, what they're not. See, remember I told you I was Clark Kent, right? Remember? At the job, Clark Kent. You know, just walking around, just doing, passing out the mail. I wasn't trying to pick up women, but I had to position myself to show the women or the guys to begin to pass my COVID-69 out to the office by following the pack. Remember, see, the game that I'm trying to show you is you do not try to get women at your job. What you do is you Clark Kent it. You talk to all the women, because remember, the job, like college and high school, are nothing but clicks. Everybody's clicked up. All you're doing is saying hi to every click. That's it. And they will see you as the innocent guy. But what I learned to do was I found that fucking after-hours click. That means there are people that get together after the job and they go to happy hour to bitch about the job. But happy hour is a one-stop shop where all companies in that business district are going to go to this one place. It's kind of like it's a light club, light bar, but it's just a calm me down and stuff. So what I wanted to do, and this was the move that I was taught. See, remember, I hunt, I conquer. And the only way to hunt and conquer is by positioning. So what I would do, and I'm showing you guys, I'm hunting that pack. Hey, y'all going to happy hour? Hey, I'll go with you. Oh, Steve, come on, the more the merrier, right? Because I'm harmless and innocent. I'm Clark Kent, you know? I mean, Steve's just going to hang out. We're just going to complain, blah, 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 blah. Soon as I got in that motherfucker, not only did I break the fuck off, I'm talking to the women. I'm not talking to the women at the job. I'm just talking to all the women around, and I want them to see me with other women. I want them to see me rubbing up, kissing in their ear, because what they are going to do is take your virus, and they're going to spread your virus. Remember, I'm only positioned. Remember, everything I'm showing you is position. I'm only positioning myself, so then when the secretaries and all the other women hear about me, remember, what is great. Remember, I always tell you about the shift in thinking. What is the shift? Oh, Steve, oh, he's a good guy. Oh, he's a nice guy. You know, I'm innocent, right? Steve's innocent. But wait till the next day where they start passing my vibe. Oh, my God, because they're all about rumors. Oh, my God, you remember the mail clerk? Oh, my God, he was messing with all these da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then, so now... Yeah, I was going to say yesterday, I was like, hey, how you doing, Tammy? How you doing, Kim? Hi, you know. The next day, I'm like, hey, Tammy. Oh. I heard about you. Then I'm the talk of rumors. But the virus doesn't spread to just the women. The virus spreads to the men. But also, your virus doesn't also spread to the men. But your virus has got, remember, everybody can be conquered, guys, and this is what you got to think. Right now, you guys, right now, when you go into an office, before you walk into that building, you guys are always fucking bypassing the one person that could give you all the information about all the other women in the building, and those are the security guards. When you walk into that building, some of you might say hi, some of you might ignore them. Oh, no, mm-mm. No, because I was taught game. See, the game is you want to go ahead and If I get a chance, I'm rolling to the kolache place, donut place. I'm bringing them motherfuckers breakfast because they have things that I can get. Remember, they're security guards, so they have access to empty floors in the building, number one. They have access to tell me about all the women, about the money, how the money's moving. They can tell me about the women that have money versus the women who have bad relationships versus the women that are single versus the women that have something. They are the one source that you guys miss all the time. So I'm showing you all these moves. There are several moves being made at the same time. And all I'm doing is moving the pieces. I'm running the board, but the pieces are being moved. So I'm taking care of the security guards. So if ever I got a woman at the job that I'm trying to smash, yeah, I mean, or one that wants to see me at lunchtime, I just get with the security guard. He gives me access to that empty floor. I'm fucking on that floor. And guess what I have on that empty floor? I already got my rubbers. I got all my shit. Hey, I got all my shit on the floor because it's an empty floor. Nobody goes on those floors. I already got everything set the fuck up. I don't have a bed set up there. I'm not saying that. But, you know, you have your stuff set up on that floor. But that's what I'm saying. But the security guards give you access to that. But also the security guards give you access to the money. They know the ones that have money versus the ones because they know everything that's going on. So you take that's going on with the security guards. Then you take what's going on, what I'm doing at the job by hunting down the people at happy hour. They're spreading rumors about me, okay? I'm already connected with the women, but guess where the connection spreads? The virus will also spread to the guys. See, a lot of guys, when they know that you have game, they're going to start hanging out with you more because they want to hear the stories of your conquests. They want to know, damn, what did you do this weekend? Who'd you fuck? Oh, man, you smashed. Really? You got hurt? Yeah, yeah. You know, you just tell them all you got. Oh, man, you got that one. Yeah, man, but you don't keep that shit on. I mean, when you get cool enough, you can kind of tell them things. But you're telling them things to spread the virus. See, what you guys don't understand, he has a wife, a girlfriend, or a lover that has access to other women. Everybody is access for you. Everybody is food for you. Conquering mentality is conquering everything around you. And all I'm doing is positioning myself for him to pass my virus to his woman. By doing what? Talking about me. Talking about what I'm doing. Talking about who I'm fucking, where I'm fucking, and how I'm fucking, right? To a point, see, what you got to understand with certain people, especially in these nice-ass neighborhoods, Friday night or Saturday night is either game night or hangout night, where people that are a little bit caked up, now we're talking about high fives, six, and low sevens. Friday and Saturday night, they have gatherings and parties all over the place, right? So they will invite you. Well, now they invite their friends, let's just take the average woman. I'm going to show how I did this. Now, again, I didn't fuck that woman. I could have fucked this girl, but I didn't fuck this girl. I could have, but I didn't. I was passing the virus to this one guy about me. He would run back and tell his girl because, see, I knew he wasn't fucking this girl. I knew he because he was always having trouble with his girl. See, when they tell you they have trouble with their women, man, you don't need to be telling them. Because remember, now, let me say something to you guys. It's like some Star Wars shit. You guys can be the cool Jedi or you can be the evil motherfucker because some of the motherfuckers I got, my clients, they don't give a fuck about y'all. They will fuck your wives. I'm just saying, some of these motherfuckers just don't give a fuck. But you say, oh, you know me and my girl having problems and all this other stuff. But anyway, Steve, so tell me about the girl you're fucking. Yeah, da, 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 da. So then what he does is he runs back to his old girl. You ain't believe Steve. Oh, my God, he was fucking. And then guess what his girl want to do? You don't think his girl's not necessarily talking to the girlfriends yet. But you know what? I want to give him a piece of my mind. You know what? We got game night on Saturday. Why don't you invite that motherfucker over? Invite him over. You see what I'm saying? Invite him over, right? So where does that happen? Okay, guys, let me show y'all something. Whenever you're having a party, what do you always ask? Are there going to be new people showing up? You don't think women ain't asking that same question? Because the women, listen, see, when women are invited to these parties and get-togethers in these areas, it's the same boring people, the same boring motherfuckers, and they're just going to party to party. But what happens when the woman starts to tell your information to all these women who might be in a relationship? You know, they have their own thing going. But then they start talking about you. You become the center of the conversations in that new circle. So you're already, you got the security guard laced in. You got the job laced in. Now you're getting access to the parties. And then not only getting access to the parties, you're also getting access to the poetry clubs, because all those women are going to those poetry clubs for mental fucking. That is, guys, I am telling you, your homework assignment, if you get a chance, go to the art district, find a poetry club, and look at all the women in there dressed up like they're going to the clubs just to watch the motherfucker on stage play with their mental pussy. You get, don't believe, go see it yourself. You got to see it. So think about the moves you're making, okay? But at the same time, you do have rich women that are sharing you and passing you around to others. So you got your hands in different buckets. You're in different areas making different moves. You're not just at home standing still. You're just spreading out your game to all these levels. Because remember, it's a domino effect. His wife has access to five. Wait, let me show y'all beauty. This shit is beautiful. Let me show y'all something. Let me show you how cold it is, man. Let me show you how cold it is. All right, so, hold on, let me show y'all something. y'all don't understand what the fuck I'm about to show you of why game is important. All right, let's look at it. All right, so you're at the top, okay? So you are talking to this guy. This guy has a woman that has access to friends who what? Have other access to other women. And it goes on and on and on and on. It doesn't end. It's like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Because when you are doing it right and connecting on their core, they are sharing you with guys. You're going to, okay, let's say some of you guys, let's say if you work at Walmart or you go to, let's say you go to the gym. Let's say you go to the gym at, Titus. Let's call it Gym Titus. Let's say you go to Titus's gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I guess is about, you know, chest and arms. Tuesday, Thursday is leg and whatever, right? Let's say old boy Titus is smashing this one chick right. Whether she's rich or she's caked up. What women don't understand is that they unintentionally talk about what Titus does and sells Titus. So then what's going to happen is Titus is at the gym because the woman is saying, well, where'd you meet him? Oh, I met him at Titus's gym or whatever the gym was, right? You don't think these women show up? You don't think these women do reconnaissance work? You don't think these women will type his name up on Facebook? Because guess who's, because she's friends with him. So what a woman will do is go to her, click on her Facebook, click on her page, look at her friends, type up Titus. There he is. He's posting. They're doing their whole game. What I'm saying is, guys, you can spread your virus all around and have pockets because the art women that are in the art district have connections to other women. The women at the office have connections to other women. Why do you think I tell you right now, see, if you're doing it right in December, why do you think I tell you 4th of July? Why do I think I tell you? You want to get to the pool parties, the picnics, and all this other stuff. And the reason why is because they're selling you already. You're being sold as, you know what? You know, when you go to the work, you know, hey, Judy, what's going on? Oh, nothing. Oh, man, what y'all doing this weekend? Oh, we've got a pool party. We got a picnic. We've got a barbecue. Oh, wait, you're not going to invite me, Judy? Oh, wow. No, sure, you can come. And guess what Judy going to tell all her friends? Not the guys, but the women like, oh, we're having a barbecue. Oh, any other new guys come? Oh, yeah. I got this new guy called Sound Mind. Yeah, he works with me. Oh, he's a great guy. He's coming? Oh, what about him? Oh, I don't know too much about him. Oh, okay, right? It could be that. Or it could be Judy saying, well, you remember that guy I was telling you about, the one that was fucking all those women at happy hour, Sound Mind? Well, he would talk to me, and I invited him to the party. And all the women were like, wow, he's coming to the party. Oh, all eyes on you. All eyes on you. See, bringing in somebody cool is cool because women are about status and who you know and what you know. So they're not going to bring in a weird, creepy guy because that gives them, okay, what was it? Black Mirror kind of did it. Black Mirror did it. It was about status. It was about a woman, based on what she was doing, would get status points that give her more status or take away her status. So what a lot of women do is they're not going to bring in duds, because if she's bringing in a dud, she's going to be judged by the other women. So she wants to bring in the pipe hitters. She's going to bring the pipe hitters because that gives her status. Remember, it's just like high school. A lot of y'all guys don't think it is, but it's all about, for a lot of these women, it's about status. It's about status. And it's not the status of their money. It's the judgments that's going around in these pockets, because all these pockets of money and influence and stuff like that are connected pockets of status. And everybody worries about status and judgment, keeping up with what they call the keeping up with the Joneses type stuff. This is going on all over the place, and y'all don't even see it. Matter of fact, y'all probably see it because you got a lot of friends that are all about their brand new phones, and they're all about the brand new clothes, and and they're grown-ass people because it's about status to them. So it's the same status in bringing certain guys to these gatherings. See, right now should be the time for you guys right now. If y'all have been following me, I've been telling you since December. December is a time to connect with all the women at your office. I told you that. December is a time to be friendly with every fucking woman in that goddamn office, because every woman in that office, whether she's married or has a boyfriend, they're going to have Friday and Saturday get-togethers and gatherings where you are going to have access to another group of women through that woman. Doesn't mean you got to fuck the woman at your job. You're going to have access to other women, because when they talk about you, oh, it's excitement. It's like the new girl, the new guy coming to school. You know, it's the new person coming in. So there's excitement there, okay? There's excitement there. And as there's excitement there, then that's when you see, and let me show y'all what y'all don't do. This is very important. When you get to a party, and y'all motherfuckers know what the fuck I'm about to say, because y'all do this stupid shit all the time. When you get to a party, I'll tell you why in December. Okay, hold on. I'll explain this. Okay. The reason why in December, because nothing's happening right now in December. They're not really having gatherings unless it's a Christmas party or something like that. But I'm talking about, see, when you get cool with the women at your job in December, you begin to build a certain kind of a trust and a certain kind of reputation that when she tells her girlfriends about you, she can take, because remember, the women don't know you. She's speaking for you. But through you going to happy hour, you're being rumored to be the guy that's a ladies' man, or a guy that's a whore, or a guy that's, you know, fucking, okay? Now, with that being said, you're cool with the woman, right? She's got access to other women. So you're cool with her in December. Why? Because right now, rolling up through January, all the way up to September, guys, picnics, barbecues, pool parties, and gatherings on Friday and Saturday night. And some of these gatherings can get you into some of these, these secret things, because even though you work with a woman or work with a guy, some of these guys are into swinging. Like if y'all watched Sex Life? Sex Life, I think it was Sex Life. Remember had a swing, him and his wife were swingers, and they had their own thing going. So you never know who you're talking to and never know what they're doing, because everybody is not going to show you that access unless they build trust. The trust should be built in December, because you're just talking to them and they're getting to know you to find out if you're the kind of motherfucker that's going to run his motherfucking mouth. You are always being vetted when you don't even realize you're being vetted. And so what I would do is I would get cool with all the women. Wasn't trying to fuck them. I was telling all the guys about my fucking. I was cool with the security guard, had access to the building, and I also had access to all the women. So when they knew that somebody was leaving or coming down, they would give me a fucking call. Oh, yeah, you remember that joint in that other company I told you about? She's on her way down. Okay, all right, because the security guards have a clock in their head, and they know the women, because the women are always on time on breaks or lunches. They will come down at a certain time, or when they're talking to them, they get so cool with these women that they start to gather information for you. And all you're doing is giving them fucking kolaches and donuts and shit. That's all you're doing. But they're also being hunted, as I told you before. Now, you got those places. Then you have the grocery stores. See, y'all motherfuckers all day, every day, y'all stand in line, get your groceries, and you don't even fucking talk to the fucking person that's scanning your food. And the sad thing about it is that woman or that guy has access to other pussy for you, and you don't even realize it. And every day, I know y'all go to, sometimes you go to a certain Walmart or something. Remember I told you about when I was at Kmart? Y'all remember, because I'm old, but they used to have this store called Kmart. And the thing about Kmart, it was this old lady I always would talk to. It just been pleasant to the old lady. Now, I wasn't trying to smash the old lady. I was just being kind to her. But you know what that old lady said? Oh, you're so sweet. You know what? I want to introduce you to one of my granddaughters, or was it a niece or something like that. And guess what? She was a stripper. Oh, my God, dude. Man, it's you're not looking at the access you have, because you're not talking to people. But every person out there has access to other women. You want them to sell you, just like the guys at the club and the bar. Remember I told you, the guy at the club and the bar, I told you how to do that. What I'm saying is that when you go to the grocery store, you're in line, and you see that regular person that you know all the time, you just get in there and speak to them. Look at the name tag, speak to them, hey, how you doing, and just keep it rolling. See him again. Hey, what's going on? What's up? And then when it gets close to Thursday and you see him, you talk to him. Hey, man, what y'all getting into? Oh, man, there's a party. We got a party going on. Oh, man, wait, going to be some women there? Yeah. It's a party with our college friends, da-da-da-da-da. Damn, where's going to be your invite? See, this is where and why you got to roll with lions, wolves, and sharks. Because we all take certain sections of the city and move the same way and operate the same way. And when we operate, we're not operating for ourselves. We operate for the pack, because we all eating. Everybody eats. And that's the deep part of the game. But also, these women will take on not you and other people. They will take if I'm with a woman and she wants to know, do I have any friends like me? Shit, I got Jeremy. I got Freelance Ronan. I got Tyler. I was like, yo, yeah, I got some guys. Okay, well, shoot me their number. Let's see what they're about, right? And they're going to do their background checks and they work on you. I'll put the word out and then bam, you know what I mean? It's connected. These women want studs and they want men. And they don't even have to have money. I keep telling y'all, a lot of my guys are doing a lot of fucking during this exam. Now, college is almost over. There was a lot of exam periods where a lot of these guys was doing a lot of fucking, because these women were stressing the fuck out. You know, the end of the year type test and shit will stress out a lot of women. And a dildo and a fucking kolache, one of them drinks and shit is not enough. But see, that's how game works. But this is why I tell you guys, when you're moving, you got to move everywhere. You got to go everywhere. December, I always tell you motherfuckers, you better get your ass to them theaters, the opera, the Nutcracker, Scrooge, ballet, art galleries, all that shit. See, a lot of y'all motherfuckers are like, man, I ain't doing all that stupid shit. Then you ain't ready to get in the game, because this is where everything is at, man. I never say I like opera. I don't fucking like opera. I like classical music, but I don't like really like opera and shit. But you better get your ass over to that shit. You better get your ass to them art galleries and all that shit, because that's where shit is going down. But as I told you before, remember I told you how you work the club. Remember, I used to bring $60 to the club. Remember, $20 to the bartender, $20 to the DJ, 20 to the bouncer. Now, if you don't have 60, do 30. You can give 10 to the bouncer, 10 to the DJ, 10 to the bartender. I mean, you can do it like that. But the reason I did that, to get access to an invitation to hang out with the owner of the club, who, y'all don't understand, y'all think the club, when the club shuts down at 2 o'clock, everybody just goes home. No, there is an after party that goes on at his place or somebody's place. Because that, at that time, at that morning, between 2 and 5, that's when the strippers get off work. They off work around that time, and they, guess where the fuck they're going? Some are going over there. So you're going to have access to those things as well. Everything around you is access. There's always going to be access everywhere you look and everywhere you move. And you just got to make sure that everybody that you know somebody, because what they will do, see, people, guys don't even realize they're doing this, because a lot of guys out here want to tear you down to make them look good. But what they don't understand is they're selling you to the women. They're selling you to the women. A lot of guys who are not good with women, they will sell you to the women, but you get access to those women. So you get access to the freshmen, the sophomores in college, of course, the juniors and the seniors. You get access to women that who are out of high school and they're going into the world. All these women have one thing in common that I'm trying to get y'all to provide them. They're looking to push the boundaries of sexuality. They do not want high school relationships. They will date high school relationships. They will marry high school relationships. They will marry and live with high school type thinking motherfuckers. But sexual, they just want a motherfucker. Say, look, that I'm going to call you. We're going to fuck. Goodbye. No questions asked. Just come over, fuck me, and go about your merry old way. But then you got wives. You got, again, there are a lot of guys that will sell you to the wife. The wife will then sell you to the girlfriends. You will have access. Remember, everything that I'm showing you is access to another group of people that are going to, you're just the only thing, you're the common denominator in all this. But everybody's going to sell you. That's what you want to do. You want to be sold. You want to get to the barbecues. Because here's the thing. Here's the beautiful thing. The surface dwellers are not talking to the women. I'm telling you. The women are going to the party like it's like the 1920s or 1876 or some shit. All the women are huddled over there. All the guys are huddled over there. And then you got the weird ones trying to talk to the women and shit ain't going right. So you have a buffet of women. You have access to women. That is all I'm giving you, is access to other women. And when you have that kind of access, you change up the whole entire game because of how you making moves, how you moving. That's the thing about the game. We move. Not only do we move, but we move to hunt and conquer. Everything we're doing is conquering. But also a lot of women will share you with their girlfriends. See, okay, you have to understand, and I talked to you guys about this, okay? Wait a second. Hey, dude, do not ever come in here. You're in the wrong place. We do not talk about underage kids. Please get the fuck out of my thing. Do not talk about underage. This is not about underage children. We do not talk about that. I had to kick him out. We do not talk about underage people. I'm telling you guys, we are what? Where are we in? May? June? July? We're damn near 2.5 months away from the beginning of a new batch of women that are looking to push their sexuality. You got freshman girls right now that are going to turn into sophomores. You got sophomore girls turning into juniors and junior women in college turning to seniors, and they all have the same problem, that they have relationships, but they don't have anybody to fuck. A lot of these women are satisfied with the relationships. You know, I got a boyfriend. I love my boyfriend, but they want a dick on the side. And if you're judging women and you're in that red pill shit, I'm telling y'all right now, If any of these women go on your page and you are even associated with somebody in the red, they ain't fucking with you. I'm telling you, they ain't going to fuck with you. They're not going to fuck with you because they're not going to bring poison in because of their status. Because if they bring in somebody bad, they get banned. They get kicked out of the pod in the circle, okay? They do, okay? They get kicked out. So what I'm saying is that we want to sell ourselves by showing the woman that we're not trying. That's why I always tell you guys, you should not look for a relationship. Get that relationship shit out your fucking head right now. Some of these women will lie to you fucking guys and say they want relationships just to see what the fuck you're going to say. Because a lot of these women know you don't want relationships. See, the reason why you're not getting a lot of pussy, because these women are sitting around there telling you, well, I'm looking for a relationship. You'd be like, well, yeah, so am I. And you say, nope, I'm not even fucking with you. I'm not even going to fuck with you. I'm not even going to mess with you. What I'm saying is that you're not here for a relationship. You are here to offer a service. And the service that you are offering her is you. That's the service. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to bug you. I'm not going to ask you questions. I'm not going to judge you. And whenever you want me, you can have me. You have access to me. And you know what? Some of these women are going to say, no, I'm not that kind of girl. And guess what? Of course she's not that kind of girl. Not that kind of girl to the average motherfucker, though. I don't think y'all understand. Y'all always hear women tell you all the fucking time, I'm a good girl. I'm not that kind of girl. And I'm not saying that it's a front because they're not that kind of girl to the average motherfucking guy. I am telling you, they are absolutely, they're honestly telling you the truth. That when they tell you I'm a good girl and I don't do those things, she's really honestly telling you the truth. They're not going to do that shit with average motherfuckers because not only are average motherfuckers average in the bedroom, average motherfuckers are the same guys that's going to show their ass. They're going to, like, she send you a ass picture or a titty picture, right? And then you're going to show your goofy ass friends, right? And then one of them goofy motherfuckers is going to try to double back and try to fuck your girl in the back end and be like, see, he's showing me photos of you and shit. See, you don't really care. And then guess what? Everything is toppled. See that? See, women are smart enough to not give up the pussy to average motherfuckers. That's why most of you guys, that's why they want to be your friends. That's why they want to hang out, because they love the safety of you guys. Most of you guys are safe. What she will change her own rule with is somebody that is safe but bad, safe but dangerous, safe but naughty. Safe that can just, oh my, yeah. See, it's a whole different set of rules. See, that's why I keep telling you, and again, I'm saying this for everybody down the line, because I got guys that don't give a fuck. They'll fuck married women. They'll fuck women with a relationship. So I'm just saying for all you guys, I'm not judging. I'm just giving you the there are different women that have different things going on in their lives. And what I am telling you is that they are going to find their happily ever after. But it, just because they have their happily ever after doesn't mean that she is sexually satisfied. She just has her happily ever after. She's got a good guy, good family traits, and, you know, he's the kind of guy that's not going to cheat on her. And it goes like to Love Sex. Remember Love Sex? Was it Sex Love or was it Love Sex? Remember that show? Sex Love, or Sex Life or Sex Love, guys? I'm old. I don't remember. But what I'm saying is a lot of women, and this is why I always tell you, if you judge women, then this ain't for you. Your job is not to judge her for what she wants to do, because she has no right to judge you for all the women you're fucking. See what I'm saying? Sex Life. Thank you, Freelance Ronan. Guys, if you ever want to see what I'm talking about, I keep telling you, TV has a way of showing you what the fuck is going outside your door and you don't even realize it's going on. Sex Life is the average woman out there that are dealing, they got the perfect guy. He's a great guy. He's sweet. He's kind. He's thoughtful. He's caring. You know, it's perfect, right? But every woman is always, gentlemen, think about this. If 98%, oh, I would say 99, because I got to leave out the bull dykes. I would say 99, because I'll leave out the 1% of the bull dykes. If 90, okay, let's say 98.5, because there are women who have side guys and they're satisfied. So if 98.5 women, percent of the women out there are with average surface dwellers, what the fuck do you think is going to happen when they meet you that can show them another level of sex mentally? Well, remember, I keep telling y'all, all these women are sexually deprived, and they think that this is the best it's going to get. So then it lies the question, why do you think romance books make so much fucking money? Why do you think romance books are like a $1 billion industry? Because even though she's stuck in her boring-ass world, she can grab a romance book that can take her ass away to be that woman in that book where she's got a basic-ass life, basic-ass man, and then some asshole rolls into town, walks into town, flies into town. He comes into town. That woman and that man don't get along. They can't even stand each other. But somehow, some way, they end up fucking. Now, the lie with the romance books is there's always a happily ever after. Okay, that's the lie. But the hook is already in them because their fantasy is through the book. Why do you think women are always singing songs? Because the fantasy's in the song. Why do you think when a song comes on, they either shaking their ass or they bobbing back and forth? Why do you think when they're sad, they got their sad songs, they got their happy songs, they got their horny songs, they got their fuck songs, their twerk songs, and nasty songs? Don't think women don't have these things, okay? You see what I'm saying? Oh, Mike, if you got anything new, go ahead and shoot us down. We'll pop it, man. That's what I'm saying. See that right there? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. See, the thing that you guys don't understand is a lot of these women, they just want to enjoy what it feels like actually being a woman in the real world versus look at the fantasy. But then this is what connects Mickey Mouse. I keep telling y'all, you motherfuckers, if anything, whenever you see a Walt Disney commercial or you're flipping the channels, you go by as Disney, take your beer and toast Mickey Mouse. Because Walt Disney set, I told you, Disney set up us all. Walt Disney set us all up. Because Walt Disney did the one thing, and that was indoctrinate the woman on game, okay? And what do I mean by game? What I'm saying is that when she was a little girl, okay, when she was a little girl, she would watch Walt Disney movies. Damn near every woman you know has seen a fucking Walt Disney movie. It's very, very rare that a young girl has not seen a Walt Disney movie. And in that fucking Disney movie is where the magic is. Because as a little girl, because if y'all notice, y'all always notice, I always talk about, remember those Disney girls? Remember the Disney Club girls? Like the Christina Aguilera's and all those little girls, Britney Spears, they were all Mickey Mouse when they young. But then when they bloomed and shit, they started acting bad and shit. Peep game. What Mickey Mouse did for us men was they indoctrinated the woman at a young age to want happily ever after. On the surface, they want the knight in shining armor. They want the guy on the horse, the guy that's going to save the damsel in distress, the guy that's going to put the jacket over the puddle, the guy that's going to be sweet and kind. It's the fantasy, gentlemen, that these women want, okay? Want, all right? And also, okay, what is very important is while Disney is helping these young women subconsciously on a conscious level, to find Mr. Right. What do you think he's setting her up with on the back end subconsciously? Always remember, in these Walt Disney movies, there's not just the knight in shining fucking armor, gentlemen.
90 seconds.
There's not just the knight in shining armor. That's what she's loving when she's a little girl, but what are they indoctrinating her with on the back end? The bad guy, the villain, the asshole, the villain in those movies. Very empowered. See, this is subconsciously. It doesn't bloom yet. Remember, it's just a seed that has not had the proper...
60 seconds.
Shut up, bitch. Does not have the proper water or sunlight. But there is a seed that Mickey drops in all these women. Follow me on this. Don't believe y'all shit. I'm connecting this because they don't tell you about this shit. The seed of the bad person, the villain in the movie. The villain that sets clear expectations. The villain that delegates shit. The villain that knows what the fuck he wants. The villain that has influence. The villain that leads by example. The villain that goes after what he wants. The villain that takes risks. The villain that's fearless. The villain that sets high standards. The villain that goes what he wants, gets things done. The villain that speaks impactful ways. The villain that has vision. The villain that sees the big picture. The villain that does nothing but bad fucking things, gentlemen. Bad things. The Walt Disney has automatically planted that seed. Now, the young girls are not thinking about that right now. They're just cheering on the good guy. Oh, my God, that's what I want. I want Mr. Right. I want Mr. Right. I want that good guy to ride on that horse and swoop me up and save me from the bad person. And they always have the happily ever after. But as these young girls start to become young ladies, enroll into young women, they then begin to layer or water and give sunlight to that seed. They're no longer watching Disney, but even though they're not watching Disney, the seed is already planted. The seed is already planted. But guess who who do you think gives it sunlight and water? Who do you think accesses that shit? It's the asshole that accesses it. It's the forbidden fruit. It's the don't go in that dirty, don't go there, Lee. Stay away from bad boys. They're dangerous, they're bad, and all this other shit. But when they roll into a motherfucker that does not seek her approval, what happens is he begins to give water and sunlight to that subconscious seed that is always there. They've on the front end, they wanted the happily ever after, but they've always got the happily ever after. What does it come with? Well, what you do for a living? And when was your last boyfriend? And what you looking for? Is it okay if I kiss you right now? Where would you like to go? And all this other shit. She's already got her feel of that. But she doesn't know that she can be bad too. It's not just the bad boy, gentlemen. It's also the fact that she can be with someone to make her bad, gentlemen. See, a lot of women, they want to hold this good girl image to everybody in society because women are all about status and yada, yada, yada. But on the same end, they want that guy to let the bad girl come out of them. Don't think they're just looking for the bad boy. Because, see, the bad boy makes her bad, makes her naughty, makes her all the stuff that sometimes she fantasizes about, but she can't share with the good guy because the good guy is going to judge. I mean, oh my God, why would you want to do that? Why would you like to do that? I mean, I don't understand. Why would you want to, I mean, what's wrong with the bed? Can't we just have sex in the bed? Why do we have to do it in the car? Why do we have to go here? I mean, why? You remember even in Sex Lies, you remember Sex Life? What was Sex Life, right? Sex Life? Even the good guy tried to be bad, and he couldn't even do it right. Remember he tried to sneak into the pool, and he tried to be bad? And he was so good, he couldn't be bad because he is what he is. But she doesn't know what she is because she's never walked up on a motherfucker that makes his life about himself. But when she runs into the man that makes his life about himself and not the woman, subconsciously, even if she's reading those romance novels, even if she's watching them fucking romance, all that romantic shit and all this other stuff, they always place a bad boy in every fucking thing, that one asshole that's fucking all the women. You got nothing but a bunch of good guys, but they always balance it out with that one asshole. But what happens when she runs into a self-centered motherfucker that makes it all about him? And especially if she's reading those books, especially if she's watched a lot of Disney movies, something is going to access that seed to change and make a shift. Remember, guys, the shift, remember, most women, okay? I tell you guys, most women out there have not experienced the shift. The shift, and let me show you. I got it right here. Y'all, I want y'all to see the shift. Wait, let me find it. Let me find the shift. Well, wait, before I even show you the shift, all right, let's look at, remember I told you about the interaction. Remember I told you every interaction that you have with a woman, okay, is going to have a certain set of a determination of where you go. From the moment that you meet to talk to her or date her, you are going to set off a certain lay, a pathway. You're setting it off. She's not setting it off. Most women have an expectation. So most women, when they run into a guy and they meet him, there is going to be a friend zone creepy because he does not know what he's doing. There is always going to be a shift. But even if she's meeting a guy that starts off good and he doesn't know what he's doing, and it can always change and fall back. Because whenever you're talking to a woman, there's always going to be a shift. Not only based off of you, but remember, it's based off of her interpretation of the world. Remember, her mind is trapped in what? Everything she believes in and everything she knows is from what she knows and has experienced. This is what gives her the vows, the vows, the morals, the judgments, and all this other stuff. So she thinks that this is the end. Remember, I keep telling y'all, guys, a lot of these women automatically assume that this is the best it's going to be. This is my happily ever after, you know, I'm with a great guy and all this other stuff. But what she doesn't realize and really unbeknownst to her is that she's trapped. A lot of women feel trapped. See, do you guys think you're the only one that have midlife crises and shit? You think you guys are the only motherfuckers that have a midlife crisis? What if I told you a lot of women going into college starting to freak the fuck out way before you do? And they start to have a midlife crisis about, is this the best that I'm going to get? A motherfucker that judges me, inexperienced, creepy, and doesn't know what he's doing. And why do you think these women have these images of insecurity? Because every fucking guy they get with reinforces the insecurity, because all they're doing is keeping her worried about her body, worried about the relationship, worried about her age and her weight, because the lack of experience. But when she finally meets our kind gentlemen, that's why I say our kind, because we roll different. We don't play by these rules that society has made for us. So when they roll by our kind, we change up the game. We change everything up, because at the end of the day, is that, remember, guys, as I told all you guys, there is a lion in you when you got to the egg for you guys out here. What I'm telling you guys about these women, there is something that Disney has placed for us. And it won't grow until she meets someone like us. Because that, why do you think they love 50 Shades of Grey? If y'all did your homework on 50 Shades of Grey, what did I tell you about? Told you about 50 Shades of Grey. I told you there were places where they had cucumbers, dildos. They had to put a wrapping plastic on the seats because women were playing with their pussy and coming and all that. Do the homework. We talked about that when that shit. Why is that? Because these women are looking for that guy to unlock. See, remember, wait a minute. What if she never even realized that there's more to her than what she actually thinks there is? What if she doesn't realize there is a seed inside of her, once she gets to the right motherfucker, that's going to grow, not only to make her bad, and what I mean by bad is not be ashamed of being the nasty motherfucker she's always wanted to be without judgment. Because I tell you guys, in August, when you get that new batch, remember, you're getting a group of women that are being always told what to do by daddy. They had a curfew. They had rules and regulations. So what happens when that woman is free? No more daddy, no more mommy, can do whatever the fuck she wants to do, when she wants to do it, and doesn't have to answer anybody. Then she runs into somebody that suffocates her. Where you going? Why you got to go out? Let me check your phone. Why didn't you call me and all this other stuff? It's not unlocking anything in her. But we begin to unlock something in her, because when she finally runs into the man that doesn't seek approval, when she runs into the man that knows what he wants and doesn't give a fuck about the woman, like, and what I mean, I don't mean that ladies that are listening in a bad way. He's like, whatever you are, you just are, but what you are is none of my motherfucking business, because I am not you, nor am I going to judge you for what the fuck you are. So be you. Do whatever you want to do. But I'm going to tell you this much. If you fuck with me, I'm going to take you to a place. Because remember, we don't access that thing. They allow us in to access it, because they don't even realize that they are more than the sum of their parts. Yeah, I mean. They are more than the edge that they have thought they are. Every woman out there reaches their edge, that edge, and just says, you know what, I give up. You know, I give up. This is as far as I go. I got an average guy that's not taking care of my needs. He doesn't look at me, or he used to look at me. He doesn't look at me no more. He used to touch me. He doesn't touch me no more. He used to talk to me, say things. You know, this is the best it's going to be. So you know what? I give up. And a lot of these women give up on them, not give up like as in give up as in hurt themselves. They go up and say, this is just going to be my life until they meet us, gentlemen. Until they meet us, we change the game up, because they finally see through us that what they have been experiencing with the average guy is not the end. Like I tell you, we are their beginning. And we are the beginning of giving the water and the sunlight to that seed that allows them to be as nasty as they want to be when they want to be, with freedom. Freedom, okay? Freedom is a freedom that comes with it. Yes, it does hurt. There is hurt. You know, I tell you, there is going to be hurt, because I tell the ladies, you know, you got to be careful what you wish for, because you have choices to make the wish for the ladies. You can choose to wish and stay in that nice, bubbly, boring-ass life where that nasty side of you can't come out, or you got to hide it, or you can't share it, and you know you're with an average guy that you can have whenever you want. You have a world of 98% of these motherfuckers. You got average all over. You can always easily choose average as much as you want. Because you ladies know you got an average bunch of guys that will drive you around when you want to be driven around. You got an average bunch of guys that will go fix things if you want something fixed. If you need your rent paid, you know there are guys that are willing to give you money. Average motherfuckers. Guys to be a shoulder to cry on. You have your pick of the litter when it comes to average, okay? But what you don't have is a man, and you don't know or I never have experienced what a man is actually like until you experience it. But once you experience it, it's going to be hard to go back because you get to finally let something go in you that you have always had repressed. A lot of you women repressed. I mean, because of the these red pill communities, they have done us a favor, guys. They have made these women repress the nasty side of themselves. They have been so hard on women that women who love to fuck, who love to let their hair down and do all the nasty shit, have been repressed because of they're worried about the judgment, which is our benefit. Because when we meet them, we're not judging them. And they know we're not judging them. How do they know? Because how we're moving, how we're thinking. We don't follow women. We lead women by telling them what we want and allow them to make the choice of what she wants. And sometimes, guys, they will say no, but they might come back. Sometimes they will say yes and go and come back. But see, they know that we're not wasting our motherfucking time with a woman. This is who I am. This is what I bring. But see, here's the thing. Now, it's a fine line in this, guys. I want to make sure I'm honest with you guys, because I'm not here to say to any of you guys right now to walk up to a fucking woman and say, hey, I'm a man, let's fuck, because you ain't no fucking man talking that way. Men don't fuck women that way. Men do not walk up to women and say, let's fuck. They just don't do that. They know, and what we know that you guys don't know, and this is why y'all are always getting bad information from a lot of these guys out here, is that you got to understand the fine line in which you are walking with a woman. How you move and how you think is going to set you off. When you do not have balance and all you want to do is fuck, and hey, she can get that anytime. There's no investment in that. There's no investment in that. And that's why they have the problem with a lot of you guys. There's nothing about you guys to make them say, you know what, I want to be with that guy. That guy can tear it up. That guy's good, yada, yada, whatever she's saying or whatever she thinks. They're not saying that. They're not doing that. So what I'm saying to you guys out there, this is why game is so important, because we're saying to her that you can break out of your shell, just like in that romance book, you can break out of that shell. Just like Bridges of Madison County, you can break out of that shell. Just like Purple Rain, you can break out of that shell. Like 9 1/2 weeks, you can break out of that shell. Like 50 Shades of Grey, you can break out of that shell. But here's the beautiful thing about it. You're not breaking out of the shell for me. You're breaking out of the shell because with me, you have enough confidence in yourself to go beyond what you think you can go. See, we're not trying to change them. We're just giving them access to another lifestyle. We're giving them access to another lifestyle. And it goes everywhere you go, guys. Everywhere you go. I cannot tell you how many times I have been offered ass from another dude's woman and shit. Just because that motherfucker is talking me up. Just because he's talking me up. I don't do shit, and I'm not doing that. And I told you, y'all know my story, what happened to me. Remember, I had my apartment, and that, you know, when you have apartments and everything, sometimes, you know, there's like a layover of a week, you know, to get the apartment ready. So I was hanging out at my boy's house and shit, and they weren't getting along. But you know what? He was always talking me up. And let me tell you, he was talking me up. Then what happened was, because I was over there, I was like, is it okay if I have women, if I have women come over? And I'm not saying not come inside, but I'm going to have women coming to scoop me up. You remember, guys, I used to take two buses, dog. I was saving gas. I didn't have money. I didn't have money or anything like that, but I was saying this, that peep game. Hey, you know, if it's okay if I have people come at the door, I won't have them in. His girl thought, oh, he's just going to have one. Man, it was like Grand Central Station in that motherfucker. To a point where she really said, damn, Steve, you got a lot of women coming over. To a point where they started arguing, and then that's when everything happened. It was like the perfect storm. It was a perfect storm of him talking shit. It's a perfect storm seeing her. I had fucking options and shit. And that shit came ahead when he went out and tried to go outside his house in his boxer shorts. And his woman was like, if you go outside that house in your boxer shorts, I'm going to take all my clothes off in front of Steve. And wait a second. And I didn't do anything. I was like, where the fuck? This came from left field. Because she was already thinking about fucking with me. But I didn't fuck her. I left. I didn't fuck her. I'm not lying. I'm not going to lie on my dick. I'm not going to lie on my dick, okay? Let me see here. I'm thinking about starting a support group for men with erectile dysfunction. Will you please get the dude? Please, I'm gonna put you in timeout. Please don't come in here with no bitch ass shit, okay? Please, please. Because even if you support, even if you have a support system of guys with erectile dysfunction, you ain't got enough game to show them anything, man. So what, you want to sit around with a bunch of dudes crying because they can't get their dick hard, man? Please shut your ass up. Anyway, let me get back to what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you guys out here, and the beauty about what I'm saying is that you can unlock something in her by how you are with yourself. All right, I'm gonna show y'all something. When a woman meets an average surface dweller, remember I always told you about the light that you shine. Wherever your focus is that's what you are. Most average guys focus on the woman and not themselves. What I'm showing you is the more you make it about you, the more ass you're going to have and get to, because you're not playing by the rules that society, your mom, your dad, your preacher, the TV shows, and all the other shit have set for you. What I am saying is there is a level of focus that will shine a light on her or a reflection of you on her to give that naughty seed some light by the way you focus on yourself, by how you move, okay? See, most of you guys don't even understand that what women love is a man that has a fucking life. And I'm not talking about your job. That's a responsibility. That's not a life. You having a job is a life. But let me tell you where y'all guys go wrong. You guys conjure up and pretend you have a life when you go online. When you guys go online, you have your little weak-ass friends. Hey, let me get on a boat. Hey, take a picture of me on a boat. Take a picture of me at the beach. Take a picture of me at the gym so I can show the woman that I actually have a life, so when she sees my fucking profile, dating profile, she's going to be wow. Or some of you motherfuckers dress up and you like posing and shit, looking off to the left or looking off to the right, you posing and shit, thinking that you about this life. And gentlemen, I keep trying to tell you, your picture is not your personality. Because no matter how nice that picture is, you when you read your goofy-ass profile, she knows you ain't shit. And that's why most of you guys are scratching your head. Well, I got the perfect profile photo. I've got the photo with me in a nice suit looking dapper and everything, looking off into the sunset. That's not working. Or I got the photo with my chest out lifting weights to show her that I have a life. That ain't going to work, because your picture is not your personality. And that's where you guys got the game all fucking wrong and twisted. Because you're riding off of a lie, or you're trying to, your focus is no longer on you. Your focus is on, hold on, guys. I'm going to give a shout out to my boy, 1950. He just came in. Shout out to 1950 and his Kool-Aid problems and shit. Just had to show that, hey, shout out 1950 and the Kool-Aid, dog. He wasn't on today, but, you know, I had to fuck with him back. See, you want to talk shit. I knew you was coming in, 50. I got some of your fucking ass, motherfucker. Yeah, I got he done. That's my motherfucker, man. That's my motherfucker. Shout out to 1950, man. You know I got to fuck with him and shit. He know I got him with the Kool-Aid. That's, hey, for Christmas, I'm going to send him a pack of Kool-Aid and shit. Send him like a multi-pack of Kool-Aid and shit just to fuck with him. But what I'm saying to you motherfuckers out there is that women do not want somebody that they have access and they can have at whenever they want. They want what they can't have. And a man is not just going to give himself to a woman because she has not proven that she's worth his dick. See, y'all, see, where the separation for you guys when it comes to focus is you guys are so willing to give your dick. You just willing to get your dick wet, which shows the woman that you are above the surface. See, the bad boy, the asshole, is not just going to give up the dick. By the time she gets the dick, guys, listen. By the time she gets the dick, she's already emotionally connected to that man. He has already accessed the bad part of her. She is already have invested in him where she's cooking for him. See, a lot of y'all guys don't believe women will cook, clean, wash dishes. I tell you, give you back massages, foot massages. Hey, just, hey, I've had it where they want to see you so bad, they will come over to ask to borrow your keys. Just to take your car to the car wash and get that shit detailed just so they can spend time with you. And I know that a lot of y'all guys say, nah, man, that ain't true. Women don't do that. No, motherfucker. Women just don't do that shit to you. See, there are societies, there are secret societies and shit going on. Pockets of motherfuckers that have game, that are living the life that you want to live. And the shit that I'm telling you, I'm just grazing on that because I'm not talking about the real shit that goes on in these sectors and stuff with these men. I'm just giving you crumbs of this shit. But there are women out there that do shit for men because of what they are doing to them on a mental and emotional level. They are buying clothes. They're buying hats. They're buying jerseys. They're buying shoes, watches, rings, jewelry. They're buying TVs, surround sound, Xbox, you name. They are football tickets, baseball tickets, basketball tickets. They are really truly investing in the man because they know, like, you see what y'all understand is, and this goes back to these rich women, is that women that have money is, let me see, how does she earn your let me see, hold on a second. How does she earn she earns it by showing her value and worth. See, the woman must prove to us she's worthy of us. This is where y'all got shit all fucked up. See, you most guys meet a pretty woman and y'all handing over your for respect like fucking Halloween candy because y'all so desperate and needy, you want to fuck so bad, you think by just giving your fucking feelings and all that shit away that they want to fuck you. They don't want to fuck you. They want to hang out with you. But to a man, see, remember, she has never been around someone that's making her do this one thing that she ain't used to doing. Work. All her life. She since she's been a fucking baby crying to get fed by her fucking father, she's always realized I will have some kind of control over somebody. Even when she's a little girl, she gets flowers, like Valentine's Day. You know, back in our day, Valentine's Day, we had to put like paper bags on the chalkboard and everybody drop a Valentine's Day card. But some of these little boys would give her a little trinket. They'll give her extra flowers and balloons. And she's scratching her head, not even understand why these boys are doing, until mom or some woman pulls her aside and says, this is going to be the rest of your life. Boy, you're going to have boys or young men doing everything for you, and guess what? You don't even have to fuck them. You don't have to give up any. You don't, you just show up, and they will do any. They will buy you drinks for free if you show up. They'll take you to dinner for free if you show up. They will buy you shit, pay your bills, and do anything you want. And you will have total control of them. But with everything good, they've got to balance it out. They're going to tell her, listen, you can have the best life ever. Just don't go into the woods. You can have the best life ever. You can have everything you want. But understand, you're never going to be satisfied. But don't go in the woods. When you read that romance novel, that motherfucker walking in town is that guy in the woods. When you read 50 Shades of Grey, that motherfucker, do not go into the woods. Because if you go in that motherfucker, you ain't coming out the same. If you go into that woods with all the moaning and satisfaction and learning more, if you want to learn about yourself, you go in the woods, but do not go in those woods. Stay your ass in there, okay? In there. Stay in there. Stay away, okay? What I am saying to you guys out there is that this starts from a young age. And the curiosity gets them even more curious because it's not the boys that just, like, just are around them. They see this all day, every day to a point where they – It's a layer of skin that they have for average motherfuckers since elementary school, junior high school. It's the same thing. But they're always pandering off of that. See, they're always pandering off of what they think is what they – see, they name him a bad boy. But he's not really bad. He's not bad. They just call him bad boy because they just try to do the opposite of a good guy. But they want to call him a bad boy. He's not a bad boy. He's just one with himself. He's not bad. He's just one with himself because he's not buying into the beauty and the body like the average desperate, needy motherfucker, which draws her into that guy. But see, as that motherfucker gets older and learns game and shit like that, he's just living his fucking life. He's just hanging out with his boys. He's fucking playing his video games. He's just hanging out. And the girls want him so goddamn bad because they can't have him. Why? Because we just don't give the dick away. Gentlemen, listen to me. If she knows she can get your dick, she doesn't want it. Because it's too gentlemen, please understand how life works. Understand how life works. How many of you guys have ever got a free car from your parents? You know, they just gave you a car just for shits and giggles because they care, I guess. And you wrecked that car. You don't really give a fuck because it really wasn't something you worked hard for. But let me tell you something. Because of those romance novels and all of that shit, it's all coming to play. A man makes a woman work. A man makes a woman do the one thing that she's not used to doing, and by doing that, she gets drawn into that person. I keep telling you, she will get a man's curiosity by how she looks. That's the truth. That's the truth. But what is she doing to get his attention? Because remember, see, what y'all understand is a man, just like the woman, has this thing called, you ready, guys? Options. A man like a woman has options, and that's why he ain't really sweating a woman, and that's why he gets the woman, because not only is he not sweating her, but she realizes he's not sweating her, and she realizes that, oh, my God, he's a fucking challenge. He's a challenge. And he's, okay, there are those that pretend to be challenges, and then there's men who are not trying to be challenges, all right? See, you're not, here's a problem. You've already lost, Z, because you're trying to portray man. This is what y'all don't understand about game. We don't make women do shit. They choose to do it because they know what they get from us. See, when you say we make, no, that means you're trying to deceive, you're trying to lie, and you're trying to manipulate them. You never ask how you do it, because then you're trying to find a sidebar loophole to get it fast. And men don't do that. That's why y'all fuck up. Because you look at where you're, see, there's no knock on you. Look at, now you can tell why you're losing. Where is your fucking focus at right now? Where is your focus right now for these women? You lost. Because right as soon as your focus is on the woman, you fucking lose. You got to stay focused on yourself. You got to stay focused on your laws, your rules, and your codes, that course inside of you that give you the answers to everything about you. And as long as you are focused on you, you're not making, you cannot make it about the woman if you make it all about you. She cannot determine what I am as a man, but for you average motherfuckers, she is a determination. Because if you get her, she's my end all be all. Oh my God, I need her in my life. Oh my God. You see that shit? That's why they don't want you. They want the man that has depth. See, when they meet a man that has game, it's the equivalent to the motherfucking gas that fuels the car. It's the power of what you are. It's your source of how you wake up and how you live your life. The game will teach you how to create strengths for yourself, core values for yourself, self-interest, to solve problems for yourself, to not have any obstacles in your way. But most of you, your value is based on the woman, and that's why you don't win. Because you make everything about fucking women, pussy, all this other shit. Never make it about yourself. But you want to know why guys fuck? You want to know why guys we fuck? Because we ain't making it about these motherfucking women. She will come into my life and she can easily walk right the fuck out. I'm good. But why does she want to stay? Is because she's not used to a motherfucker telling her, goodbye. I don't need, if you want to go, go. Because as you're walking out that door, next one up, and she knows that, see, what y'all understand is, these women know that she can go wherever the fuck she want to go, but she know that, oh, she knows there's that one woman, you know, like like in the grocery store, when you're in the deli section, you got to pick off that little number and shit. And you got to wait in line for them to press that button to call your number up to go get your food. They know we got fucking options. That's why we don't give a fuck. And that's what's so intriguing. Because when we make time for them, it's the greatest feeling because they know we're all about ourselves. And they know we're giving them. See, guys, remember, listen to me. Ladies, ladies, y'all need to hear this. Ladies, unplug. See, on the other side of the coin, women will push crumbs over the table for the surface dwellers. The crumb of a quick text message, a crumb of, I guess you can hang out with me. I guess you can take me out. I guess you can message me. And all they do is push crumbs to the average surface dweller. You don't think we give them crumbs, dog? Our time, they will do anything to hear from us and get our time because our time is so valuable to us. But they want to be a part of what we are. And I'm telling you, they can try. I tell you guys, You got to warn them. Guys, I know it's going to sound crazy, but you got to warn them, dude. At least give them another bit of honor and let them know that I don't know if you should be fucking with someone like me. Because I'm not